Welcome back to the Crypto Daily. Today we're diving into the altcoin frenzy, exploring three projects making waves: Flockers, Pepe Unchained, and Crypto All-Stars. These coins are still in their nascent stages, but they're generating quite a buzz, each with a unique approach. Let's unpack their potential, especially with the year-end bull run looming.
Exactly. It's that time of year again when everyone's wondering which cryptos will surge. While Bitcoin remains a dominant force, altcoins often steal the show during these cycles. Flockers, with its vote-to-earn model, is intriguing. It's not just about community hype, it's about giving investors a real voice in the project's direction. This level of engagement could be a game-changer in the meme coin space, which often lacks real utility.
I agree. It's a refreshing take on community engagement, moving beyond simple buy and hold to actual governance participation. Their tokenomics, with a significant portion allocated to the DAO vault, also points towards a decentralized approach, mitigating the risk of whale manipulation, a common pitfall in the meme coin world.
Absolutely. Then we have Pepe Unchained, aiming to create a dedicated Layer 2 network for meme coins. This is a smart move, addressing the speed and efficiency issues that plague the meme coin market, known for its volatility. Faster, cheaper transactions are essential for traders trying to capitalize on rapid price swings.
It's a practical solution to a real problem. And finally, Crypto All-Stars, with its meme vault, is attempting to bring some stability to the often fleeting world of meme coins by offering passive income opportunities through staking. It's an interesting approach to build utility and potentially extend the lifespan of these tokens.
Indeed. It's like creating a diversified meme coin portfolio with built-in rewards. While the long-term viability of these projects remains to be seen, they represent innovative attempts to address the inherent limitations of the meme coin market. It will be interesting to see how they perform, particularly during the anticipated year-end bull run.
Shifting gears from meme coins, we have some significant developments across the crypto landscape. Jack Dorsey's Block is scaling back its crypto ambitions, specifically winding down its TBD initiative, which aimed to build a decentralized Web5 platform. This marks a notable retreat from Dorsey's previous enthusiasm for blockchain technology.
It's a surprising move, considering Dorsey's vocal advocacy for Bitcoin and decentralization. Perhaps the challenges of building a truly decentralized internet proved more formidable than anticipated. Or maybe Block's focus is shifting towards more immediately profitable ventures.
It's likely a combination of factors. The current regulatory environment surrounding crypto is also playing a role, making it more difficult for companies to innovate in this space. Meanwhile, on the other side of the spectrum, the city of Detroit is embracing crypto, announcing plans to accept cryptocurrency for tax payments by mid-2025.
This is a positive sign for crypto adoption. It shows that despite the market volatility and regulatory uncertainty, there's growing interest in using crypto for real-world transactions. Detroit's move could encourage other cities to explore similar options, further normalizing cryptocurrency usage.
Absolutely. And finally, we have Changpeng Zhao, or CZ, the former CEO of Binance, reportedly considering offers for his controlling stake in the company. This comes after his legal troubles and resignation from Binance.
This is a major development. CZ's decision could significantly impact the future of Binance, one of the world's largest cryptocurrency exchanges. It raises questions about the company's leadership, direction, and potential vulnerabilities. It will be interesting to see who, if anyone, acquires CZ's stake and what their intentions are.
Shifting gears to Ethereum, the foundation just released its financial report, revealing some interesting figures. They've deployed almost $500 million to ecosystem projects between 2022 and 2023, with nearly half coming directly from the foundation's coffers.
That's a significant investment in the ecosystem. It underscores their commitment to fostering growth and development within the Ethereum community. The participation of other major players like MakerDAO, Optimism, and Uniswap also highlights the collaborative spirit within the space.
Indeed. But what's even more striking is the revelation of a $22 billion treasury held across various Ethereum entities. While the foundation itself holds just under a billion, the combined resources paint a picture of substantial financial backing for the long-term future of Ethereum.
Of course, the report acknowledges that much of this is held in native tokens, which introduces price volatility concerns. A mass liquidation could significantly impact the market. However, even a small percentage of that $22 billion represents a considerable sum for ongoing development and innovation.
It's a double-edged sword, for sure. And interestingly, the foundation has also implemented a new conflict of interest policy, requiring disclosure of investments over $500,000, excluding ETH. This move towards increased transparency is crucial for maintaining trust within the community, especially given the recent departures of key researchers from EigenLayer due to potential conflicts.
Absolutely. Transparency and ethical conduct are paramount, particularly in a decentralized ecosystem. This policy, along with the detailed financial report, should go a long way in reassuring the community about the foundation's commitment to responsible governance.
Moving on to a fascinating development in the decentralized science space, or DeSci as it's known, Binance Labs, the venture capital arm of Binance, has made its first foray into this burgeoning field with an investment in Bio Protocol.
This is a significant move, signaling growing institutional interest in DeSci. Bio Protocol, for those unfamiliar, acts as an accelerator for BioDAOs, which are essentially decentralized autonomous organizations focused on biotech. These DAOs are tackling funding gaps in critical areas like rare diseases and longevity research.
And it's not just theoretical. Bio Protocol already boasts a network of 8 BioDAOs, with a combined market cap reaching $200 million last November. One of their cornerstone projects, VitaDAO, even secured funding from Pfizer last year and launched Matrix Biosciences.
The potential here is immense. By leveraging blockchain technology, BioDAOs can democratize access to funding and accelerate the development of new drugs and therapies. It's a paradigm shift from traditional pharmaceutical research.
Indeed. And Binance Labs' investment will further fuel this growth, providing seed funding for new projects and strengthening the existing network. This move aligns with Binance Labs' broader strategy of supporting projects with real-world impact.
It's also worth noting the use of IP NFTs, or intellectual property non-fungible tokens. Bio Protocol supports the sale of these NFTs, which could revolutionize how intellectual property is managed and monetized within the biotech industry. HairDAO, for instance, became the first DAO to file a scientific patent using this mechanism.
It's a truly innovative approach. And with the next cohort of projects focusing on long COVID, rare diseases, and even quantum microscopes, the future of DeSci looks incredibly promising.
I agree. This is a space to watch closely. The convergence of blockchain and biotech has the potential to transform healthcare as we know it.
Let's dive into Pharos, a parallel Layer 1 blockchain, securing $8 million in seed funding, co-led by Lightspeed Faction and HackVC. This, alongside their partnership with Zan, signals a strong push towards accelerating Web3 infrastructure.
Absolutely. This funding, combined with the Zan partnership focusing on hardware acceleration and node services, positions Pharos to tackle scalability and performance head-on. Their vision of a real-time payment network bridging traditional fintech with Web3 is ambitious, but their hyper-parallelism approach across consensus, execution, and storage could be a game-changer.
It's interesting to see SNZ Capital as a strategic anchor investor, given their history with Ethereum's early Asian expansion. Their involvement, along with other investors like Reforge and Hash Global, speaks volumes about the perceived potential of Pharos.
Indeed. The quote from Alex Pack at HackVC highlights the crucial need for blockchain scalability for mainstream adoption. Pharos's focus on this, combined with their existing fintech integrations, could be the key to onboarding billions of users and real-world assets. This isn't just about speed, it's about creating a robust, accessible ecosystem.
This is definitely a project to keep an eye on. Their approach to parallelism, combined with the strategic partnerships, could significantly impact the future of decentralized finance and real-world asset integration. Thanks for joining us today. We'll be back next week with more insights from the world of crypto.